How do you manage women who are, 2, 3, 4 years out after having received tamoxifen, or maybe 2, 3, 4 years out, have never had any hormonal therapy? And how do you balance that out in terms of the initial risk of relapse and making a decision?
Yeah. It looks as though the risk of relapse for these endocrine responsive people is steady and goes on over 10 or 15 years, that it keeps on at a yearly rate, and that for people who are node positive, it may be as much as 4% a year. For people who are node negative, around 2% a year. And when you add that up over 5 years or 10 years, it's very substantial. So if I see patients out at that interval, I do approach them about going on an AI in the postmenopausal setting. And I think there's good data from certainly from MA17, where the women, when the study was closed early, women who'd been on a placebo for one, two, three and a bit years were offered the opportunity to go on letrozole or not. And about 60 or 70% of them did go on letrozole, 30 or 40% didn't. And the women who went on letrozole got a lot of benefit from that. It's not a randomized comparison, but it looks as though starting letrozole later still gave benefit.